The Mystic's Almanac, Navigating Life with Science and Soul, with Judith Boyce, Guerrilla Healer. When I was navigating my dark night of the soul, I left the Fintorn community for a weekend of rest. Within days of returning, I faltered and crashed again. John opened his tiny whitewashed croft on an estate about 30 miles from Fintorn as a refuge for community members. In his early 70s, John was thin-skinned, wrinkled, and encrusted with years of living alone. When he heard I was struggling, John generously offered me a room in his home for a week. He greeted me with his no-nonsense Cockney brogue. "You going up the apples to drop your things?" he asked. "Up the apples?" I repeated, perplexed. John laughed. "That's Cockney, from London. Stairs rhymes with pears. Apples and pears, they go together. Sometimes people say, up the apples and pears. Sometimes they just say apples for short, you know. Do you want to take your things up the apples?" I laughed, delighted with this fast-moving, pun-riddled speech. I dropped my bag on the neatly made bed and left the house to roam the surrounding fields. The first night I slept until almost noon. The second day I was up a bit earlier. I spent the day slowly wandering the dirt roads that coursed through oceanic stretches of grass. Each day I was able to walk a bit farther and returned home a bit later. Toward the end of the week, John gave me directions to a local beach called Cummingston Bay. I parked off the narrow tarmac road and scrambled down a path to a smooth dirt lane. I followed the track west for about a quarter mile. A massive stone cliff to my right blocked the view of the sea. When I came to an opening, a stunning view of the Moray Firth greeted me. I spent hours walking this quarter-mile section of beach, exploring stones that rolled and sang in the waves, boulders encrusted with limpets and shells, and towering rock pinnacles that jutted from the stony shoreline. I watched seagulls and terns feeding their young and an eagle nesting on the cliff. I paced back and forth for hours, completely entranced with the ever-changing landscape of rock and tide, light and wind. I knew in that moment that if I was ever sentenced to live on one square mile of earth, I would choose this lonely strand on Scotland's northern shore. Although the thermometer rarely topped 60 degrees, the long evenings of golden light signaled a ripening Scottish spring. John and I talked until long after dark. Slowly he revealed his background, growing up in London and later working as an executive for Shell Oil. During his 35-year sojourn with the company, John noticed another executive who would sometimes quietly close his door during breaks. One day when John had a severe headache, the colleague called John into his office. "Do you want some help?" "Oh, please, anything," said John. The colleague sat him in a chair and moved his hands over John's head. Within moments, the pain vanished. John looked quizzically at his colleague. "What did you just do?" "Healing work. Would you like to learn?" Through the Shell Oil executive, John learned to focus his mind and heart to bring healing and wholeness to others. In his retirement, he spent many hours in meditation, sending healing to people all over the world. During my week-long sojourn, as I gradually strengthened, I realized he was directing that healing to me as well. From a distance, John's healing skill was shrouded by his rough, blustering exterior. Perhaps humility also cloaked his formidable skills. "I have folks come up from the village," said John, "heartbroken. Say they'll never fall in love again. I listen mainly, and then I get them to laugh. If I can get them to laugh, I know they'll be okay." Healers come in so many packages wearing the most outlandish get-ups. That's their camouflage, their ticket to walk undetected among us ordinary folk. I didn't miss the irony of this guerrilla healer graduating from the ranks of Shell Oil executives. Without our long evening chats, I would have missed the depth of John's heart and his profound dedication to healing. In my book, he's a healer of the highest order, deeply dedicated, wired for humor, and almost invisible in his offering.
Judith Boyce is a naturopathic physician, acupuncturist, and award-winning author. She lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma.